Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark. Call us toll-free, 1-888-429-5471. Somebody right there on the board waiting to take your call, and you can call us anytime during the show. Changing behavior immediately transform your relationship with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Our guest, Georgiana Donadio, is with us. 30 years, she's a pioneer in the field of behavioral health, working with healthcare professionals, patients to change behaviors and improve health. And for the first time, her pioneering work is the foundation for the newly published book, let me say it again, Changing Behavior. And let us say hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, Georgiana, I think, you know, you're hitting it spot on. Communication is really the key to be able to establish behavior. Let me give you a prime example of this. You and I meet and we fall in love, okay? And I, and for me, the way that I've expressed love all my life was a look, a wink, a tone of voice, expression of something. And for you, let's say, hypothetically, if you buy you something, that means I love you. So we decide to get together, we're living together, and I walk into the house, 2 years later, and I'm doing everything I can to show you I love you. And I walk into the house 2 years later, and you're all packed up. And I'm saying, what are you doing? And you're saying, well, I'm leaving. Why are you leaving? You don't love me. What do you mean I don't love me? You never show me. And I've never shown it in a way that you've learned to accept it, to receive it. And I think that is a major part of communication. That's the make it or break it.
Well, yeah, you're particularly hitting on actually my next book, which is about what goes on between men and women, actually, yeah. The communication gap that goes on there. But this particular book is really about all relationships. It's certainly not just about intimate relationships, romantic relationships.
Sure.
It's about the fact that we do not communicate to one another. We don't even listen to one another. There was a great study that was done at Harvard School of Public Health that is actually cited in the book that talks about the fact that mind wandering, 50% of the time, we are not even paying attention under any circumstances. So what's happening in our culture today is that we've lost the ability to really connect and to communicate. And I wrote the book based on, quite frankly, people have asked me this. I've done a lot of radio interviews, and they've said, why did you write this book, Georgiana? And the reason I did was I came from a profoundly dysfunctional family, profoundly dysfunctional in the sense that they not only communicated badly, but they communicated destructively. And there are destructive ways we can communicate and very healing and very uplifting ways we can communicate. So I didn't realize it at first, but when I went into nursing and then went on into my medical career, what I wanted to do unconsciously was really identify what could I do to heal myself and to transform my experience in terms of those dysfunctional, painful, rejecting experiences that I had in my upbringing. And the book is actually a byproduct of that, and it's for anyone who is suffering, anyone who is really struggling in a relationship that wants to immediately begin to transform it.
Okay, now by the way, behavior is learned, and I've been a strong proponent for many years now that if you can learn something, you can unlearn it and you can relearn it. And that's why I think people like yourself who do what you do and you take somebody by the hand and you lead them down the path to learn how to communicate in such a way that it locks up their relationship. And as you said, not necessarily an intimate relationship between a man and a woman, a job relationship, a friend relationship, a relationship with the person that's behind the counter at the local market that you go to. It's not what you say, it's what they hear that's going to make or break that relationship.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Michael. That's a brilliant point, because a large part of the book really talks about understanding how we learn behavior. And the way we learn behavior is actually through our survival adaptation mechanism. Every input that comes into our lives from the time we're in the uterus, we respond to that in terms of how is this going to help me survive? Is this going to be a threat to me? Is this a good thing? How do I adapt to this? So the first part of the book really talks about the science of understanding why we all behave the way we do. And then once we get to that point, we can then begin to understand how we can then change the way we behave so that we're communicating in a different way, we're responding in a different way, and as a result of that, we're getting very different responses from other people. So the science of understanding how is it that our nervous system and our brain and all of these incredible external environmental, you know, inputs that go into us, how do they prompt us or condition us to be the people that we are and to behave the way we do?
Absolutely. Sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system, and you're talking about chemically promoted reactions. And I think that in and of itself is the key. Also, it's saying it in a way that the other person has learned to process. If I were to say to you, no right or wrong here, but if I were to say to you, chamber a round, do you know what that means?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And no, that's great. And you don't have an image for it either, do you?
No.
No, but if I said put a bullet in a gun, you see that, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Bullet is a round and a chamber is where you put it. And if we haven't spoken in a way the other person has learned to perceive, we've said nothing.
Well, I want to jump into this because a lot of the book is about not talking. Okay,
okay, I love it.
So much of what goes on in communication is what's happening between the words. It's what's happening with people's eyes, people's intention, people's motives, people's energy, people's focus, the way they're sitting, what they're actually focused on, what if they're thinking about, I've got to go get dinner, I've got to pick up the laundry. Much of what goes on in communication is so nonverbal. The majority, the overwhelming majority, some people say that as much as 95% of communication has nothing to do with the words you're saying. And we see this with dogs. If anyone has a dog or a cat, and you know, you love your animal, but you know, you can play a little trick on them. You can say, oh, you are the stupidest, ugliest, most ridiculous dog I've ever seen. Now, of course, you're saying these very bad words to the animal.
But now, wait, you sound like my ex-wife.
Well, I certainly hope not.
No, of course not.
But when we're speaking, it's intention. Intention has so much to do with how we are communicating. And the book really invites all of us, each one of us, to take a look at ourselves, to step back, to be objective, to ask the questions, what is it that I really want from this interaction? Am I trying to, you know, create my outcome? Am I thinking about myself? Am I really focusing on the other person? So the book has been really well received. I'm kind of surprised at just how well it's been received, in the sense that, you know, you'd think that most of this people would say, yeah, well, you know, I know that or I'm aware of it. But it seems that we've gotten so far afield of real communication that people are even surprised to realize that what we bring unconsciously and even physically to our encounter is saying, you know, huge amount of words about what we're really feeling and what we're really intending. We don't realize that, you know, we kind of forget about that.
Yeah, and it goes back to how it's received. Prime example, your significant other says to you, did you take out the garbage? Is it a question or an accusation? Is it going to be, is it going to be a shot of dopamine and feel good, or is it going to be something to make yourself protect yourself? You were talking about that fight or flight mechanism early on. So a simple statement like that can kill the entire night unless they understand what you meant by what you said, and you're saying it, if you take the time to be able to communicate that. And that's not something that people automatically know. That's learned.
It really is about intention. Thank you, because you made a brilliant point about that. The whole thing is, you know, within the book, I talk about the study that was done, that we have, you know, really become this incredibly distracted, narcissistic society. Do you know that personality disorder, narcissism, has always been categorized as a personality disorder? It has now been declassified. We've become so self-absorbed, so self-centered. Everyone wants to be famous. Everyone wants attention. Everybody wants, you know, to kind of, you know, feel good about themselves. And there's so much competition on every level, even in grade school. So we've become a culture. All of us are kind of chasing the dime, as they say. And as a result, we're very preoccupied. We're very wrapped up in our own world.
No, by the way, I totally agree with that. And I think I've said from author to author to author, I've asked an author, what is your book about? And they'll say it's about this and helping this and whatever. And then in return, what I've said, ask me, I'm going to become you. Ask me what your book is about. And they'll say, well, what is your book about? And my answer is always the same. It's about you. And not you, the host, but you, every individual out there. And if it's not about me, I'm not going to listen. And I think you bring up an extremely valid point. We're all so much about ourselves that we forget that other person, the most important thing in that other person's life is about them. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you begin to get that, and you said it early on, don't talk. Allow them to be who they are in the space that they are. And I think that we forget that. We're so involved in saying, I this, I'm this, I'm this, and I'm that. Well, fine. But what about the other guy?
Oh, beautifully said, Mike. I mean, perfect. Dead on. The first sentence in the book is, we all want to be valued. The thing that we have to start to remember, we have to remember that we're herd animals, we're human beings that have needs after safety and security and having a roof over our head and being safe. We want to be in relationship. Relationships are the most important thing in our lives after our safety and security is taken care of. And most people suffer in that particular realm. And I will share, you know, I mean, I suffered myself. You know, people say, oh, but you're so educated and all of this. You know, education doesn't mean anything. Wealth doesn't mean anything. Fame doesn't mean anything. What really matters in life is if we feel very good about ourselves and we feel valued and we feel we're making a contribution and we feel that other people appreciate us and that we belong. So this book is an invitation to anyone who wants to have much more fulfilling relationships, not only with other people, but with themselves. And I give a money-back guarantee with the book because I believe in it so passionately. And if somebody buys the book, they can get 2 free teleseminars, too, to really help themselves perfect this, because I know how important it's been to me as a human being. And I want to share this with people because I know that a lot of us are hurting. A lot of people really are very lonely, and they're very frustrated, and they feel rejected, and there's no reason that we need to be walking around like that. So the book hopefully will be one way that people can approach changing their behavior and the behavior consequently that they receive back from their relationships.
Let me take it to another place, Georgiana. You mentioned value, acceptance. If you're valued and you feel acceptance through that, you get what's called identity. If people would listen to what you have to say, do you realize the drugs that wouldn't be sold and the people's lives who wouldn't be, the people who wouldn't be killed, maimed, taken care of, whatever the case may be? When you're not valued and you're not accepted by your family, if you don't think you are in the way that you've learned to do it, you're going to go out and find acceptance someplace else. And if you get acceptance someplace else, it might be in places that are wrong. But at least there you're part of the group and you've got identity. I think that in and of itself is one of the major problems that we have with youngsters in crime today. The ones that are dropping out of school, the ones that feel that they need to be accepted by peer groups or whatever the case may be, because they are not getting it from the family, and the family has not learned to give it to them in the way that they've learned to receive it.
I think I should have contacted you as my co-writer, Mike. You are just nailing it, and everything you're saying is absolutely correct. So what we have to do as a culture, what we have to do as a society, is we have to realize, why are we so obese? Why is there so much going on in terms of health care? That's what's in the book. The book is about health, relationships, and behavior. It's about how we can bring ourselves back to our center, how we can bring ourselves back to being happy. And I make a lot of references to back into the 70s and 80s and statistics that show that we are progressively and much more rapidly becoming a very unhealthy, a very unhappy, and a very disconnected society. So I do invite anyone who, you know, has a real desire to change that. They can get a free copy of the book. There's a free chapter. I mean, not a free copy, a free chapter of the book on the website, and they can download that. And if they like it and they have a Kindle, they can actually get a free loan on Amazon for 30 days. So lots of ways to get the information.
Now, by the way, Georgiana, a website we can find you at, buy the book, and find out what you're doing.
It's very simple, changingbehavior.org. So it's just changingbehavior.org, and there's a lot of information on there about the book. And again, you can get a free chapter. If you have a Kindle, you can go on Amazon and get the book, borrow it for 30 days free. And we are trying to get this information out there because we want people to to be happy and to be fulfilled. Because you know what we don't realize is that if you're happy, you make my world happier. And if we were all happier, we would all be much more fulfilled, and the world would be a more pleasant place to be in and a healthier place to be in. So I do hope that that this has been helpful, you know, for some of your listeners. And I'm very grateful that you invited me to come on the show, Mike.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Georgiana, thank you so much for joining us. I think you're spot on. Go get them.
Thank you so much. Have
okay.
a good evening.
Good night.
Bye-bye. You always got your